I am the place where God shows up. So are you, and so it is. Welcome. Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. Such is the nature of life that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity, and so am I, and so it is. So grateful that you're here with us today and enjoying this time together. I trust you will find something of value and something of goodness and something of truth. And I invite you to let us know how that goes throughout the broadcast and later on through our website and other means of communication. We'd love to hear from you. We are a place that celebrates you for who you are. We know who you are, even though we may not have met you, we may not know your name. We know that you are an expression of the divine. You are the divine having that individual experience because that's what life is. That's what life does. So whoever you are, however you name yourself, identify yourself, whatever pronouns you use, whatever your energy, wherever your attraction, whoever you love and however you love them, all of that is simply identifying something individual about you. And it is a part of who you are that we celebrate all of it without limit, without hesitation. So welcome. I look forward to some time with you later on, perhaps for discussion after this time. If you want to join us on Zoom, it will be in the materials that show up later in the broadcast. So thank you. Thank you for being here. To tell you a little more, maybe tell us too, about what we teach and what we believe, here is a video clip of our Declaration of Principles. I believe.
I believe.
I believe in one God.
One absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love.
And creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life.
And the immortality of the individual soul.
Forever unfolding.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. A practitioner is someone who has studied this teaching, who has taken those principles you just heard, and learn to use them to create a greater life and a better life for themselves and for the world. They've also learned how to use those principles in working with other people to support you in creating a better life and in creating a life more according in alignment with who you truly are. And so today we have one of our practitioners who's also one of our newer board members coming to you live from her living room in St. Petersburg. We share with you, I'm happy to introduce to you, Norma Roberts.
Thank you, Reverend Bob. Good morning. I thank you all so very much for being here today. But you know, recently my morning devotions expanded to the point that I'm eating breakfast at lunchtime. I spent a lot of time meditating with morning meditations. From YouTube, matter of fact. And from these morning meditations, I found a mantra that really resonated with me. And this is the message I'd like to share with you today. It is that today is a beautiful day of opportunity. I am exactly where I need to be. I open myself to the universe and trust its unfolding in my life. Now, there are five different parts, or essential parts, what I call them, to this short mantra that I focus on. In part one, I'm setting the stage for the day. It's a beautiful day of opportunity. It's not a day to relive yesterday or any other time of the past. I can know that this day is a brand new day filled with opportunity and filled with choices. May not know what's coming in the next moment or in the next 24 hours, but this is a brand new day. In part two, I declare that I am exactly where I need to be. I want you to know that for a while, this sort of threw me. For me to say that I am exactly where I need to be, but as I thought about it, I thought I am exactly where I need to be to know something I never knew before, to be that authentic person that I am right now, to learn something that will help me dare to be me. I know that every experience is a lesson to learn, and when the student is ready, it's said that the teacher will appear. Therefore, I declare that in mind, I have everything within me right now that's needed to meet this moment in time. If I have a problem to solve, it came at just the right time to solve it. I am now able to take a different perspective of ideas. My awareness is drawn to what I need to do, what I need to see, or I need to experience. Therefore, I am exactly where I need to be in consciousness. In part three, I say that I open myself to the universe. I open myself to God. I open myself to spirit. I open myself to all-knowing mind. And then in part four, and trust. I have the courage to trust because I know that I can trust God, my creator, my source. This is a place of surrender, a place of acceptance, a place of faith in the one power. In part five, this is another part that sort of put me aside for a moment, but it says, I trust in its unfolding in my life. Like I said, we don't know what's going to happen. But if I can trust in the unfolding of God's plan in my life, a consciousness is unfolding during this 24-hour period. All is in perfect order. So let's just remember, today is a beautiful day of opportunity. I am exactly where I need to be. I open myself to the universe and trust its unfolding in my life. I hope this mantra will serve you as it has served me. And just join me for a moment in treatment so that we can know exactly who we are. There is but one life. That life is God. And that life is my life right now. I recognize that regardless of any appearance, God is all there is. So as I boldly go into the uncertainty of today, I see all as the outpouring of abundance created by the one universal spirit. I know for sure that I am one with this universal spirit. It operates through me, in me, as all that I am. As spirit personalized, I choose to accept myself as complete, powerful, and all-sufficient. My finances, relationships, and body are the perfect manifestation of the perfect intelligence. I am imbued with life, vitality, power, freedom, unlimited abundance, joy, and great peace. This realization of the power of perfection of universal mind leads me out of old concepts of limitation into the acceptance of boundless freedom and abundant living. Each day, I claim the opportunity for a fresh start, but I know I am exactly where I need to be. I close the doors to yesterday's issues and unresolved struggles and begin accepting the gifts that God offers me today. Any dissatisfactions or fear is now dissolved by my courage to choose to be success in action. I consciously eliminate and totally eradicate the old race car script that has kept me in bondage as I enter into a larger understanding of confident living. I know as never before that it is the infinite mind's good pleasure to give me the kingdom right now, and I'm open and ready to receive. Therefore, this very moment, I dare to achieve goals that are meaningful to me and allow greater satisfaction. My eyes are open to the universal laws that fills my day with love, life, light, peace, power, beauty, joy, and the opportunity to manifest the magnificent expression of spirit in all areas of my experience, according to law. I'm not afraid to face tomorrow, but I know Infinite Spirit is always with me, doing whatever there is before me to do. I have a choice, and today I choose to express all the good that is mine. I choose to express perfect health, abundant wealth, joyous personal relationships, an exciting creative self-expression. I now give great thanks that this is the truth about me as I release my word, knowing it cannot return to me void. I believe and I declare it is so now, and so it is.
Thank you, Norma. That was beautiful. Dare to be you. Well, I have a question for you, whoever you are. Are you ready? Are you ready to boldly go where no one's gone before? To boldly go into your next great expression and great adventure of life? Are you ready to tackle this new world we live in that is living, is creating a world that is post-COVID, only in the sense that it's not as intense a situation as it was 2 years ago, a situation where we have learned to manage and cope and take care of ourselves and deal in a place with this virus running rampant through the world, where it is now in its later stages, not as virulently dangerous as it was. You're ready to kind of get back out there and get more involved in your life and in life? Or when you hear me say that, do you simply shrink down to, or roll your eyes perhaps to, oh no, not yet, please, Dr. Bob, do not make me. You just can't push me out again. I just figured out how to live with COVID, how to live at home, how to live in this world where I run my business and my personal life and my grocery shopping and everything from my house. And now suddenly you're saying, I got to get back out there and do it all together different, because it's not going back to anything like the way it was. We don't go back. The universe, spirit, life does not grow and develop by going backwards. It never has. It never will. Some things in the future may look like they once did, but it's never the same as it was. And so here I am, ready to go again, ready to try to fit the world into my world. And if I'm doing it that way, I'm probably going to be very tired and frustrated, trying to figure out a way to get all of these pieces to fit back into the understanding, or the box, if you will, of thought and feelings and ideas that have been so central to my getting through this past 2 years. And if you're trying to do that, I commend you and suggest that that's a futile, impossible attempt. But instead, if you can boldly go into that deeper spot and place and part of you in your consciousness that knows how to be creative and evolve and develop and bring your gifts into the world in a rich and wonderful way, regardless of what the circumstances in the world are, you find the ways in which to do that, then you're on the right path and you're headed into some good times. See, we have that power within us. Raymond Charles Barker said the way to access that, the way to really get in touch with that, is to allow the full symphony of yourself can only be heard when all of the windows of your mind are open to the fullness of life. Whatever that fullness of life may look like at any given time, keeping ourselves aware and awake and open to it is such a vitally important part of it. See, you are more than those circumstances. That you that has been here and been you since you took your first breath, and actually since before that, and there are folks in the world who remember the before that. I have some fleeting moments of imagination about it. But that before that, that always being, that sense of self, that life that you are, that is eternal, that is forever, that is fueled by your expressing in, as, and through the infinite mind, the infinite life, the consciousness, the divine, whatever words you want to use for it. See, and having those thoughts and those ideas is really powerful and important, but only if you really put them into a good use and a good form, or a form that you can work with. In the Science of Mind textbook, Dr. Ernest Holmes has this to say. He says, we must consciously know that we can use creative power. The more complete each acceptance on our part, the more completely we shall be able to use the power for definite purposes. So the more you understand and accept the power as real and as a part of you, the more the creative expression of you can come into play in the fullness of this time and this moment of this expression of life as we move forward into our new world, our new life, our new time together. See, and we do that by bringing the gift of your authentic self. And that authentic self may not always be pretty. It may not always look like you think other people think it should. Did you get that? Like you think other people think it should? A lot of times we get caught up in that, living our life according to what we think other people think we should. But then it's not us. It's not our authentic self. That's our ego protecting us from the possibility of vulnerability. But instead, we allow ourselves to come from within to create and to live according to our true and authentic self. You know, we used to have a term called disability. And a lot of people in the world were labeled as disability. We have changed that to other ability, which I absolutely love, the fact that we're finding another way. I think the time will come we won't need a reference for it at all. And when I think of that, I think of the people who have used and taken that challenge they may have had, that, quote, other ability, and brought an even greater gift to the world. I think of Dr. Temple Grandin, who has written, she has her PhD in animal husbandry. She's written 6 books, 2 bestsellers. She's a professor in Colorado State. And she's autistic. You may have seen the movie about her that came out a few years ago, based on one of her books. And when she speaks of her autism, she says, autism is just a part of who I am. It's not a disability or an other ability. It's just part of who I am. And she has used her gifts as an autistic experience within her to be able to fully understand and connect with and see links and directions for animals and how they work and what they need and how to work with them. She's brought huge gifts, huge beauty to the world through that. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Wonderful person. It's just a part of who I am. So when you think of your challenges, or you think of those things which you may have named as something wrong with you, or someone else may have named as something wrong with you, translate that into, this is just a part of who I am. And I get to use that to create gifts according to who I am, not according to who you think I should be. I often got accused of being lazy as a kid. And in some ways they were right. Especially if you thought about lazy as being physically engaged exercise and work that I would love to do and keep doing hour after hour, day on end. But if you think of me as someone who absolutely loved to read, who loved to meditate from a young age, who loved to get into those spaces of calm and quiet and bring about and create new experiences and new worlds even out of that, that wasn't lazy at all. But looking at it from the outside, it might have appeared that way. Definitely slower sometimes in coming to ideas than others might like, but always in divine timing, all at the right time, at the right moment, being in the right place. See, that guides me into this idea that in discovering your authentic self, what is you, who are you, and what is your gift to bring, there are three really important questions, and they're in what is called the golden circle, and it's like a target where the outer circle is what? What is my life all about? What is it I am doing? What is it that guides me and that lets me decide what to do? What am I doing and where? And then the circle within that circle, which is that smaller circle that says, how? How do I do what I want to do? Do I do it through these kinds of programs or this thought or that thought? Do I do it through my work? Do I do it through my hobbies? Do I do it through everything? But the key question, the most important question that guides both of those is why? Why? Why am I? Why am I? And what is my real purpose? And how is the why showing up in my life? So discovering your why becomes so important in this time of authentic living, in this time of stepping into a whole new creative world and creative process where the world is struggling so back and forth between going forward and going backwards and naming right and wrong and old models and old boxes and the allowing the truth and the goodness to express in whole new ways. That's the only real struggle happening right now that I see in the world. Simon Sinek, is the one who coined the idea of the golden circle. And if you haven't seen any of his stuff, I refer to YouTube. It's a great place for good and clear ideas on finding your why. See, and you find your why in some ways by answering some questions. Questions like, what do you naturally do that you love and always think about doing? Maybe it's being in the outdoors. I think about that as being in the woods or with the trees and doing a walk or doing a time of just sitting against a tree and feeling it and feeling the energy and connecting with all of nature, connecting with the earth when that happens. Some people find that in gardening. They just, all they can think about is what's the next gardening piece I could do. All I think about when I think of that gardening is my hands are going to get dirty and how do I get my nails clean? So that's not mine, but thank goodness it's yours or someone else's or someone you know. See, we're not making anyone right or wrong by where and what you naturally love. It is simply saying that whatever you naturally love is part of that whole mosaic of human experience. Watching airplanes fly, absolutely. Trains are one of the things that do it for me. I just can't get enough of seeing trains, watching trains. I used to love living in the Northeast because of the freedom to ride trains. That was a really good experience. So other questions like, where do you lose yourself in something? When you get involved in it and it just floats by. I was at a 5-hour Zoom call yesterday where we were creating workshops for our upcoming teen camp this summer with teens and adults. And it was a long 5 hours in some ways, and yet it went by like that because there was so much engagement and creative energy flowing and people connecting and loving and supporting each other as we created those things. That time just was gone. Rich and wonderful times. What is it? Where is it that you feel most at home in your skin? Is it surfing? Is it polishing your car or cleaning your house? I know people who really love to clean. Amazing, huh? You're probably some of those. Some of you are out there listening. I so deeply value those folks. Needless to say, it's part of my old thing about being lazy. I don't care much for that. But I do it when I need to. So, you know, it's again, it's finding that thing which makes your heart sing, which you would do if you didn't get paid for it, which you do because your creative urges within you drive you toward it. Singing joyfully, no matter what. Visiting museums. I mean, on it goes. Activism is one of those things. If your heart sings when you're involved in an activist kind of event where you're working with one disparity out there in the world or another, trying to correct one place where the valuing and infinite love of God is being expressed differently, perhaps, or in a more limited way. Wherever that passion comes from, or we know where it comes from, but wherever that passion is showing up in you, that's part of your why. Why are you doing it? What are you doing? Let that be the exploding thing into the light, into your life, as your life. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing. So there's another part to this. In order to boldly go and do that with success, not only is it about looking at maybe the places where you thought were stumbling blocks and you've turned them into stepping stones, looking at where life has just naturally wanted to show up within you. But there's another piece to it. And this other piece is about being willing to be vulnerable. Being willing to be vulnerable. See, vulnerability and our willingness to be vulnerable within ourselves, to ourselves and to those around us, is part of how that life begins to bubble up from us. It's part of that full symphony that Dr. Barker talks about, where to be fully alive and awake, we have to have all of us, not just the parts that we want to show to the world, but all of ourself, all of our richness and goodness coming forward. It's a rich and powerful thing. See, we have to let go of this, especially now, of this ego defense that we all have, many of us have going, I have it going at times, that say, I already know this. I've already done this. Done it, been there, got the t-shirt, over and out. Or I know all of these things and I just don't need to go there again. I read the book by Louise Hay on forgiveness. I don't need to read that again. I understand forgiveness. I'm mad as hell at about 400 people in my life, but it's okay. I know. See, our ego defenses would keep us from that vulnerability of recognizing where there may still need to be forgiveness, where there may still be within us things that are holding us back and allowing us to move forward. Most of those things that hold us back are not natural, and they are superimposed by us on ourselves based on what other people have said or told us. Things like self-judgment, making us wrong, criticizing ourselves. Yeah, all that stuff. So being willing to step past that and go into a little more like a naivete, a sort of creative naivete, regardless of how young you are, that says, I wonder, you go into that idea of wonder. I wonder what the creative response is now to what's happening. How do I bring myself and my life into a greater expression? I don't know. I may try some things that don't work. I may try some things that do work. And I'm willing to experiment and find out what's best for me to bring my gifts and my joys. See, I think I agree 100% with Joseph Campbell when he talked about the idea that we create myths, we create stories, we create rituals, we create religions, we create all of these things in order to connect with life in a way that we can also understand. But he was asked one time, so people create, are part of all of this mythic living, not because they want to create greater meaning for themselves. And I loved his answer. His answer was, no. People live the myths. We share our stories. We talk about what family we came from and where we belong and all of those kinds of things. Not because we want to make meaning of them, but because we want to experience being alive. Yeah. See, that's the biggie. Experiencing being alive, not just being alive. And a lot of that ego defense stuff we just talked about will shut us off from feeling alive, from the experience of being alive, because we're so busy trying to fit the world into our box, into our little boxes, when the world is so much more and so much bigger and inviting us into its larger experience and expression. It's a rich and beautiful thing. So it's time to go beyond even thinking outside the box. It's time to destroy our boxes, because they're already being destroyed anyway, but you might as well admit it and participate and actively, consciously choose to destroy the boxes, to recycle its parts into new purposeful things that we want to have happen, and take that space where the box was and create something brand new, and allow the purpose that you are, the why of you, the why you are in the world as the world, being the world. Take that why and go forward with it. Take that why and allow something new to be created, to boldly go where no one's gone before, to quote the old TV show, to create something grand and great that brings life into realness and fullness. And it may be something as simple as doing something, going to work in a different direction, or taking a different route to something, or traveling in a different way to a different place. Or it may be just a matter of doing something differently at home. Even could be cleaning in a different way at home. I'm planning a full afternoon today. That's why it's on my mind of cleaning, getting ready for next week and getting ready for the bug spray people to come and all that. You know, and I'm decided I'm going to do it in a Zen kind of way, in a way that makes it about me loving everything I have been blessed with in terms of my home and in terms of those things I have. And suddenly that whole idea of cleaning becomes something totally different, as I bring my own personal individual versions of creativity into it. So find something you can do in the next 10 minutes, something you can do that will be different, that will break the mold, that will break the box, that will step outside of the box of your old behaviors and opinions and judgments. And then take a chance. Be vulnerable and do it. Open your heart to it. Let your heart sing and tell you what's now and what's next, regardless of what your mind and your whatevers may have told you ought to be right now. Let it happen, just in a short little piece. And then add to that as you want to, over days and weeks, and move forward. Just see that one thing. All it takes to break a pattern is to do one thing differently about the pattern, in the pattern, and it's broken. So I invite you to break the pattern of, oh my God, what are we going to do with all this new change in the world, into, I am stepping boldly into it with my gifts and my truth and my reality. And I'm doing that with joy and freedom. And yeah, maybe some fear and intrepidation, but that's okay. Fear never killed me yet. I'm here despite a whole lot of past fear. Because you deserve the very best life that you can emote and allow to move through you. Because you're wonderful. So am I, and so it is. So I'd like for you to join with me for a few moments of meditation. Of just quietly going within and allowing these thoughts and ideas to percolate, to sink in. What is the why of your life? Why do you do the things you do? Why do you choose the choices? What is that deepest motivating thing? We have to peel off the layers to get there, but we can. So I am knowing right now that the one mind that is God, the one God that is all, the almighty, powerful, energy, livingness of life, of creativity that flows through each of us, is flowing through me and flowing through each of us right now, bringing those best ideas, those best knowings, whether it's to do something or to simply be quiet and listen, and everything in between. And by action of this treatment, I choose to trust that voice of silence, that still small voice of guidance within me, to take me to my next step. And in that deep trust, I can release now this thought, this idea, knowing it is in the mind that is God, and it will bring everything into full expression in its right time. I let this go. I let this be so. And so it is. Thank you. And now let's hear from Vance.
Hey, Dr. Bob. And what an awesome talk this morning. Get out there. Change. So with that, I was spiritually fed this morning, and I hope you were too. And in that knowing of that abundance, that creative mind that we all live in, that we can share this abundance with the world. And we do on every Sunday, here live and on the rebroadcast. So if you're listening live or later, we're glad you're here. So if you will say with me our affirmation of prosperity, I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And you can donate at cslmidtown.org/donate or click this QR code and it'll take you right there. It's easy to donate. You can do one time or set up a regular donation plan for yourself. Now, on to announcements.
And it's time for everybody's favorite fun game, announcements, announcements, announcements. Hey, stay in touch with the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown through our newsletter. Get one email a week, letting you stay informed. And please subscribe when visiting YouTube to our YouTube channel. Those subscriptions go a long, long way. And while you're on your social media, why not give us a like and a share on Facebook? Let your friends know what we're doing. Invite them to come watch our services with you. And join us on our Zoom room throughout the week. We offer a variety of Zoom interaction opportunities each and every week here as part of the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. 10 a.m. Sunday is our discussion group around the 365 Science of Mind book. Every Sunday, 12 noon Sundays, our community fellowship immediately following our Sunday services. And 12 noon on Tuesday, our online empowerment opportunity. The access room information remains the same for all of our Zoom experiences. If you need access, please visit cslmidtown.org and you'll find access information on our website. Join us on any of our Zoom opportunities throughout the week. And while you're with us, be sure to connect with one of our professional practitioners. These are folks that are highly trained to support you along your spiritual journey. You can learn more on our website about our professional practitioners. Just head over to cslmidtown.org, click on About and Practitioners. Then you'll see their bios and a way to reach them and learn a little bit more about each of them. And please send us your prayer requests. Click on the Home tab and look for Affirmative Treatment Prayer Requests. Fill out the form, send it off, and get our professional practitioners praying for you each and every day. All right.
Join us next time. And speaking of next time, CSL Midtown is expanding. Next Sunday, we will be both in person and online. We will be broadcasting live from our new home at the Garden Hills Recreation Center, which is 339 Pine Tree Road in Atlanta. You can find it on our website. You can find it in all of our printed materials, our online materials coming out now. And we will be there starting at 10:45. Our adult study will still be generated online, but there'll be the opportunity if you come early to the recreation center to also be able to join in the online part of that discussion. So we will be expanding, and this is an exciting day for us marching forward, going forward to boldly go back to in-person meetings. We'll meet two times in May, and then it'll expand after that, the first and third Sundays. So we'll see you on May 1st and look forward to having this great opportunity to be with you again. So join me, if you will, as we choose and decide to get up from where you are and boldly go. But meanwhile, as we do that, let's affirm life first. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into a world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing I have that within me, everything I need to create a life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding. I'm grateful for the spirit of life that moves through me. And so it is. Boldly go, up and off we go. See you later, gang.